Welcome back to the Mum's Edit podcast.
We're live on air in 3, 2, 1.
We're back. Hey, friends. God, my voice is... I've forgotten how annoying my voice is.
That's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it.
That's true. Hi, Lil.
Hi. We're back. And, wow, we've got so much to catch up on, like...
Too much.
Sadly. I was like, what are we going to talk about today? And it was like, that's anyone's guess, sadly, and it is.
Yes.
Look, what's been happening, everybody? Where do we start? Where do we start?
Well, just juggling the 3 kids for me, really, at the moment.
So how's it going, really?
It's actually going fine. Like, Ziggy's an angel from above. So I have noticed a little bit of the 4-month sleep regression overnight. But when I'm saying his regression, it's like literally have to put the dummy in and it goes back to sleep. Like my other two, I had to rock the shit out of them.
Yeah, I didn't want to bring this up today. I didn't. Oh, and it's pretty personal and it hurts me and I feel a bit betrayed, but I'm just going to speed this up. Now, Ren was always very pro the co-sleep.
Yes.
You know, and a little bit of a silent shun on those that don't. However, you hear this that, you know, she's rocking the others to bed crazy, like shh, shh, shh. And Ziggy just self-settles in his cot.
Yep.
Without a peep, and he's happy.
And he's happy. But the thing is, that was not trained. He just does it.
But. I think personally sometimes if you're like, oh, they sleep in a cot, trained. This is just proof in the pudding. And we said, and I'm going to have to block this episode, we could never tell our mums.
No, never.
That he sleeps in the cot because they always said, girls, you need to get them in their cot. They'll sleep so much better.
Yep.
The routine will be stronger.
And well, it's true.
Sadly.
If you're listening.
Hopefully not.
No.
No, but I did want to bring that up. It's a different journey, isn't it?
It's a different journey. And look, I'm just so grateful for this one because, you know, obviously I am on my own doing this and I don't actually have time. My other two still wake in the night.
They're still co-sleeping.
Still co-sleeping. So I just can't imagine having a baby on top of that, sadly. So look, last night I actually went in there to Ziggy. Like the boys were still up. He was in his cot, put his dummy in. Went back in to check on him, was asleep, and I kissed him on the cheek. I said, thank you, Ziggy. And I went back out there and my other two are still like, woo! And I'm like, yeah.
They were assholes.
Right. Yeah.
Kidding. That is so funny.
So, yeah, look, I definitely have my, like, bad mental health days, not going to lie, where, you know, things just are a bit much, but all in all, doing pretty well.
Yeah. So. How does it work with school drop-off? Like, what do you do? Because I've got two... Just the two girls.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
Well, I've seen it live. I know what she does.
And it's not appropriate. But I'm like, I only have two hands and I literally have a kid in each arm.
Yep. What do you do? I've got the Portia carrier and it is honestly the best. Like I just chuck him in the carrier and he is just like looking around or sometimes he falls asleep while I'm doing the drop-off.
Looking around at the complete chaos.
Yes. Like, oh, here we are again. And then, yeah, obviously sometimes I've got the overnight bag because I go to their dad's. So we've got the 3 bags, the 2 kids, the babies.
Like if I pull up to childcare and there's just all these overnight bags dumped by the childcare door because you do school drop off first. Yes. And I'm like, Ren's here.
Yeah. So yeah, just make it work, you know. So,
and
not gonna say like my anxiety, my hands get a bit sweaty, but it works. Yeah.
What about childcare for the Zigster?
Oh yeah, so there's a little bit of weight where Sunny goes, but like I'm very lucky today he has gone to sleep for the podcast, but I'm not going to say that that's going to happen every week. So
and
I'm
you can't, looking because it's very rare.
It's well, yeah, you just never know, you know.
And he isn't quiet. He's not a quiet kid.
No,
a goo,
a goo goo,
goo goo. He has said his first word, goo goo. Now you might think that's not a first word, but
it is.
It all started when we were saying goo goo, and then he said goo goo back. So it's actually a repetition of a word, a proper, not just gurgling.
Yeah.
Google. And it's in the accent. He even does it in the accent. Yeah. Google.
So now all the time he's just like, Google. It's so cute. So, yeah, he is starting to – he's very loud. Like, we couldn't have him on the floor here.
No.
So luckily, yes, he is quiet today and asleep, but I'm looking at getting him in on the podcast day.
Mm. And even an extra, sadly.
And even an extra maybe, and that's okay.
Now, I just think opening of a new season, it's important that maybe we give the rundown of the lingo for any new listeners or followers. Mm. We did this on social media, but we just don't want you to get confused and think, why is that sadly? Yeah. But basically, at the moment, everything is sadly, honestly, the end of every sentence. And so, for instance, if I said, oh, Killy just bought me this iced coffee sadly, like, why is that sad? Well, it's good for me, but it's sadly for Killy's bank account.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you just always find a way to make it work.
It's just always there.
Another example, my girls went off amazingly to childcare today, sadly. Yes. Because it's amazing that they went off, but it's also a little bit sad for some reason. Like, yes. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. You always feel more guilty when they're happy at drop-off.
I know. Yeah. It's just
Big time lives on. We're still, you know, throwing that around here, there.
Godspeed. Godspeed. Some people might not know. Someone wrote in, where the hell was Godspeed on the Instagram post we did. We forgot that one. Well, it's pretty self. It's just like we hope that God gives you the speed.
Like witching
hour. To get
hour.
Through the day or whatever struggle that you're going through.
Godspeed.
The drive to survive.
Yeah. And what was the other one that we always say?
Jingy.
Jingy. Not that we say that often. Say jingy. But I'm like, do you want to explain what that means? It means shit.
Gosh.
The other one we always say.
What do we always say, Ren? Big time, sadly. Bro.
Yeah, no, but this was one we forgot to put in there.
Wasn't it just Godspeed? Or
no,
is there
someone
one?
Else wrote in. Anyway, I'll think of it.
Spends the whole episode.
Let us know if we've forgotten one.
Mm.
You might know.
That'd be good.
That'd be good. Better than we know ourselves.
And now, Ren, your car, you've got a new car. You've got a Jeep.
She's got a Jeep.
She bought a Jeep.
Yeah.
You know that? Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And I love that you have the Jeep, but do you know what it's missing? That it's okay not to be okay sticker.
And why haven't you put it on there? I'm just curious. Is your car too cool now for the it's not okay to be okay sticker? Because that's actually the vibe that you're emitting.
Look, I need to order another one, don't I?
Did you order the last one?
That is so
did. Nah, my heart.
No, I'm imagining her going on to Safari.
Yes, you need to get one today.
It's okay to not be okay. Instagram is gorgeous. So,
and it's an important message to spread, sadly.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. So I think everyone needs one on their car.
You should order them for all of us friendship stickers.
That's a good idea. I kind of want to get one of those bracelets. Those are, what are they called? The permanent bracelets?
Oh, yeah.
I think that was your idea, wasn't it, Steph?
No.
Oh, sorry, Lil.
Yes.
Yeah,
and I do often get my ideas taken away from me in this trio.
No. Sadly. I'd like to.
Sadly, the actual very sad.
Yeah. But yes, the Jeep. Love her. I was lucky enough to be asked to be an ambassador, which is just
unbelievable. Sadly, they skipped TME when they were thinking about their ambassadors, but happy for you.
Yes. Sadly, we didn't make actually thought it was a bit of a hoax message, but ended up wasn't. So, yeah, very exciting.
Yeah. Lil, what about you? What's happening? Kids have been gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Summer skin thriving.
Corey's still cycling.
Yeah, you know, it's just Groundhog Day, really. Yeah.
And
a gorgeous, gorgeous Groundhog Day. But actually, so probably the last time we were on here, I was like, oh, I'm so tired. I'm so low in vitamins that I'm actually still here. Just went yesterday to the chemist and racked up a nasty little bill on some vitamins. Like I got the vitamin, what did I get? Iron.
Mm.
I got
B.
Yep, the vitamin Bs.
C, D, E, F, G.
A, Z, vitamin L, no, but I did get the iron, the whatever. I just bought a lot of vitamins and I'm just really trying to combat at the moment what it is. Like, I definitely think it's low iron. I went and got some blood tests and never went back for the results.
That is so relatable.
But you can ring. Just ring and ask them.
But even that, Ren.
Okay, understand.
But, I'm sleeping. Like, I'm falling asleep with the kids at, 6 p.m. and then waking up. Honestly, Corey, he's been incredible for, 2 months. Every morning gets them up, dressed, breakfast, fed, takes them to school. And then he's like, are you okay? Time to... every morning. And I'm like, it's really been this beautiful turn of events, actually, in
your relationship.
I feel like the equality of responsibility. Like, I feel like when I moved into the office, he's like, I don't know, maybe oh, yeah, you're working gal.
Yeah.
We can share the load. But honestly, he's carrying the load. He does the dishwasher. He does the this, the that.
Corey, I'm actually getting
gorgeous. And then
I might trade.
I put away the washing and it's just really hard to keep up because mum helps with my washing at the moment. So the other day someone was like, what's an ick about Lil that you have? And he's like, when she doesn't put away the washing. And I was like, yeah. First, why is childcare calling me?
Oh.
He's okay, everyone. Alberto hit his head. Didn't sustain an injury bad enough to come home, which we are thankful for.
Unlucky for you, Abby.
In every bad scenario, there is a silver lining.
Yeah, he tripped over on a slide mountain or something.
That is
like that.
Huge.
It's not appropriate. It's actually not safe.
It's a huge hill.
One thing I will say is Abby's just settled at in his room. And it's already fucking time for transition again. And I'm like, are you pissing in my pocket that I just spent 6 months?
Is he going to Callan?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Can we beep that out?
Yeah, sorry.
Pedos are listening.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes, he's going to the next room up. And I just can't. How are you feeling? Sonny's doing school transitions.
Yep, and he's in the little uniform on a Friday. And he's
does he take that off? Is there some sensory around that when he gets back to the room? Because I've noticed a few times
he's had a different T-shirt on.
Yeah. And then I thought, I don't want to trigger you and ask why maybe you couldn't afford the uniform.
What? Just kidding. Are we though?
No.
We're not kidding.
So some mornings he likes it and then he's like, Mum, I'll just put it on just before we leave. And I'm like, something's going on.
But he must take it off when he gets back from school.
Yes.
So I do the pickup and he's in the casuals.
Yes. Or no, that's probably been the whole day.
Yes.
Yeah. So
understand.
Depends what the morning's like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We really don't know what's going to happen when we wake up. So
no.
Yeah.
Well, last night I got the, which you guys know, I'm pro on the big in our family every week, the camp out in the lounge room.
Mm. Mm.
And Corey's away for work and now he's like, please, can we do it? And I'm like, heaving this mattress through the lounge room.
Mattresses are so heavy.
But you don't know what you're going to walk into. And I've walked into big promises. If you do all these, we can do the mattress camp out. They've done it all. I'm like, how could I never?
I know.
And also I was thinking last night in this gorgeous outlook, fun mum era.
Yeah.
Oh no, we can't do that. Why can't we do that?
Yeah.
Why can't we have a family camp out on a... Yeah. Wednesday.
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Well, we can actually, and we are now. Get the mattress, Albie, and let's go.
Just picturing you trying to bring the mattress
out. It was heartbreaking. And he was going, Mum, I will help you. I will help you, Mum. And I thought, you dear bloody kid.
Yeah, how could I?
Dear kid. Ended in me being lay down, because they wanted to do the front flips and the back flips. And, and I was like, I give you everything. I gave you a chocolate. I let you do the family camp out.
It still wasn't enough.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I feel so anxious now. I cannot.
Speaking
Steph, what
of,
about you? Yes, yeah, please
fun
tell us things.
I've just been super, I always love my kids, but I've been super attached to them at the moment. I think I found this with Rosie as well. When she turned 2, I felt like I knew what I was doing a bit more, in terms of being
totally
a mum.
Totally agree.
I felt, so I'd found my groove. And then 4 months later gave birth to Luna and it flipped on its absolute head and it's taken another 2 years to find my feet. But I've noticed the same thing. Luna's just turned 2 and I'm oh, my God, I feel like I'm not, trying to tread and stay afloat. Like, I'm just floating gently down the stream now.
Being pushed along.
I'm now like one of the sunbed.
But you know what else I was thinking? Like, I find it easier to have a connection with Gracie at this age. Like, I feel like you really have a personality. Mm. You're super cute. You're a bit scary. But, like, we're friends.
Yes. Mm.
You're not like a baby.
Yeah.
Like, I don't love the baby face.
No.
Like, I love a bit of personality.
Upon reflection, yeah. I'm not sure if that is the best stage either. Like, I just feel like, especially Luna being the second child, I felt like, and you guys know how, like, possessive Rosie is over me, I felt like I didn't have that time to, like, connect with Luna until she really got personality and could, like, express herself, which is sad. But anyway, long story short,
she's a good girl.
She is. And I've taken Fridays off work.
Yeah.
Which Lil said immediately, no, don't do that. Yeah. Human health. But I think it's been 3 weeks and it's going well so far. But
she's like, it's going well. Yeah.
We'll see how tomorrow's going to be 35.
Mm. Straight to the pool.
Straight to the pool. And sadly, Ren's going for a play with Ziggy because Rosie.
Because you told Ziggy. Rosie.
Yeah, I had to tell her because she saw
it's
Ziggy.
They're catching up with her.
No, she saw Ziggy the other day and then cried herself to sleep.
Yeah,
saying, "I wish Ziggy was my brother. I want a baby brother.
I want a baby brother."
And then I get a message from Steph, which I shared on Instagram.
Very saying, funny.
Can you please put on a baby voice? And
it was giving fetish or something. Like, I felt highly uncomfortable.
Like, hello, Rosie. It's Ziggy here. Can't wait to see you.
Love you. Miss you. All look like forward to seeing you.
Don't. That's giving like Gobby.
It's freaky.
No, Dobby.
Dobby. Gobby.
So yeah, we had to actually have a full on sit down meeting and tell Rosie that she's never having any other younger siblings, which was really hard for
her to compliment. We've had that conversation a few times when Abby will be like, I do want another sister. I'm like, well,
it's
no,
not
doll.
Up to you, mate.
It's not up to you.
And sadly, that Christmas wish will never come true.
Or like when he told everyone at childcare I was pregnant. And I was like, wanted to come in and just have a quick chat.
It's not true.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, guys, this next segment is sponsored by MCO Beauty and it's sponsored by them for a good reason because it is a life hack segment. Mm. And if you know, you know, the Flawless Filter Dupe by MCO Beauty is my life hack. It brings me a flawless grow and glow.
Grow and glow. I grow with it.
Glow and grow.
Grow up, in a way.
And Steph, I know that your life hack with MCO Beauty is their lip and cheek tint.
Yes. Love. Even on those no makeup days, just a little bit of blush gives you life.
Mm.
I'll put on the lips.
And it the pops lips and the off. Hips and the tips. Like, we cannot talk.
No.
And also the tubular mascara is just so good. I can't deal. So
yeah, that's you're my obsessed. Life hack. You are obsessed. So we put it out to you guys and we were like, tell us your life hacks. And we love hearing from you guys.
And you didn't disappoint from what I understand.
Well, I hope you did. I told you not to read them.
I haven't, but I just
I didn't.
From what I was like, literally, when I was like, sent the girls a message, I'm like, please don't read them.
When Lil tells you not to do something, God forbid, do not.
Correct.
Do it.
But in my head, I was like, Steph's very sick and she's going to lie to my face tomorrow and pretend she hasn't read them.
I actually swear I haven't. Right. Do you know why? Because I was in bed last night reading a book.
Oh, that's stunning.
Wholesome. My favourite book.
See, now she's trying to shun us for not reading.
I won't interrupt the segment. I'll tell you after.
Now, this one's from Renee.Barandrecht. Her life hack is Valium. I love it.
Valium and a heavy antipsychotic for Ren. That gets her through today.
Okay, now this one I friggin' love because if you have a sensory kid, you get it. You give them an ice block and they freak out. They're like, I need a towel.
Yeah.
I need a flannel. I need it wrapped in paper towel. This friggin' genius has said, use your kid's odd socks to put the Zupa Dupas in.
That's like, stunning.
I want to kiss you.
Like, that is thick.
And the water, it just fits. Like it, would, it doesn't fall off either.
Unwrap and then unwrap. Then have the sensory of unwrapping.
Wouldn't get soggy.
I'm repeating that everything but louder because I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And once I saw something similar in the shops and it was a pack of, I think, 2 or 4 and it was $12. And, of course, I bought it. But I lost them all anyway. So yeah. Actually start a business, dear. Love this as well, and I don't do this enough, and I know you guys definitely don't. When baking or cooking, make a double batch and then just freeze one of them. You've only got one lot of dishes, one lot of cooking, and you've got dinner for when you just need dinner one night. Why don't I do that?
Yeah, double batch. It's the same meal.
I actually did that with bolognese the other day, I have to say.
So. Now, this one is very funny. Now, this is more... Now, you are a true listener and TME fam member. I don't want to reveal you because she has said, this is more a fetish, loop of a bobby pin to get your earwax out.
Yes, that is gorgeous.
I know that feeling. That isn't a life hack. That is just like a... Oh. Yes.
That's the best noise.
It actually is.
When that came through, I was like, you're definitely one of us.
Yes.
I don't know if it's a life hack. It's something.
Yeah.
Is something. It's a life hack for your mental health, yeah. That one.
I didn't know about this. Damp paper towel on the chopping board when you're cutting onions absorbs all the fumes.
Stop. Really?
Oh, apparently.
Damp paper towel?
Yeah. It absorbs all the toxins.
Because last night I was making nachos, did the onion in
yum,
the
nachos.
And,
yeah.
And burning eyes though, not pleasant.
No. I always am a sucker for those, you know, big goggles. Giant glasses that are like the over flamingo, like yeah. Decorated ones at the...
What about the spoon in the mouth?
Oh, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, the metal spoon in your mouth, you put it on your tongue.
Well, have you heard of the one where you put the oranges under your armpits?
I'm sorry, but the little things like that are just people laughing behind the camera being like, I can't wait for everyone to try this.
Start doing it.
And it's not like everyone walking around with spoons in their mouth.
I think it works, to be honest. Oh,
so you've done it.
I used to.
You need to make a video of that. I want to see it.
This is also a big TME fan member. And I love you, I do, but I don't agree with this. Hanging the socks in pairs when they're wet so they dry together. Yes, but how do you find them come out? Mine don't actually come out of the washing machine together.
No.
They're
one not comes even the out. Washing basket together.
So you're obviously killing it.
Kicking goals.
Yeah,
absolutely killing it.
What's happening for you. Can a Coke whenever someone has gastro, you won't get it.
Wow.
And I'd love any excuse for a can of Coke, sadly.
It's pretty scary to think about why. Kills everything.
Don't ask questions, dear.
Yes.
Store all bedding inside one pillowcase. At one point in my life when I had my life together, I was doing this.
Yeah, until ADHD took over.
Triggered. Yeah, and now.
Yeah.
Sorry, but I love that. Love that.
Stunning.
Someone said hanging up your clothes on coat hangers.
Where?
Like when they come out the washing machine.
Sorry. Stop.
They did not. Yeah. Then they're dry. My only thing is sometimes they dry with the point of the coat hanger.
Oh, yeah.
So do what you will with that.
Yeah, but also the pegs. Like that's hot. Like I just.
No. So I think you put it wet on the coat hanger and you hang it on the line.
Yeah, but then the coat hanger, the marks in the shoulders and that.
Oh, see, I don't. Even no.
I don't hang my clothes.
I just do it in the dryer and everything's creased and I never iron
same.
My clothes.
Same. And then my mum's always like, that needs an iron.
Oh, I same. Am just fucking that's their
washing
era.
Machine to dryer, rinse, repeat.
And if it's creased, I just pretend it's linen. Very
yes,
expensive
it's in
linen.
Fashion. there's actually so many here. I'm trying to just wrap it up. But this for me is like a ick, like a sensory thing, like a I can't. Corey used to do it, kitchen scissors, using kitchen scissors for everything, to cut the crust off sandwiches, to cut your chicken into schnitzel strips, to cut.
No.
So this is also a big family member
so
of TME.
I'm so triggered because when I lived in Sydney with Nate and his brother, they used the kitchen scissors for everything. And one day I saw Nate's brother, Jared, if you're listening, I know you sometimes do, cutting up raw chicken with my kitchen scissors. And I confronted him about it. And he was so emotional. He wasn't going through the best time. He started crying. Stop. And we had a massive fight. And he was like, you've made me feel so bad about it. And I was like, I just don't want you. And I was vegan. Jared. And I was like, I just don't want you using my kitchen scissors that I use to unwrap my packages with so the fucking raw chicken.
Dicing the chicken.
Cutting
scissors,
it up.
Not bad.
But we had the biggest fight we've ever had about fucking kitchen scissors.
But like Corey used to get the kids spaghetti and then just chop it up.
No, that's and I'm like, so Corey, not okay.
Like, I can't watch that. I can't know my kids are going to eat that. I don't want to be involved.
And the middle bit's like rusty. You just don't know.
And then
know.
You just chuck them in the dishwasher and I'm like, no, there is this is a no from me. And also to you as a life hack.
But well done. Good on you. Love it. It makes your life
someone's
easier.
Actually sent through a McDonald's life hack and I'm not going to ever not address something that's related to McDonald's. Love you, Mr. McDonald, if you're listening. Happy meal, 6-pack. 2 3-pack meals, only $1.50 more. Kids get 6 nuggets. Mum gets spare chips and drink. For 50 cents, you can change the drink to a coffee. So for $2 extra, you get a coffee and chips.
Stunning. And
no, so she's saying happy meal, 6-pack, no. Get 2 3-pack. Yes. Oh. Get 2 3-pack meals instead because it's $1.50 more, but you get chips and a drink for you.
That is
genius.
That's a hack I didn't need to know for my weight loss journey.
You just throw the nuggets into their box. They wouldn't know the difference. None the wiser.
No, correct.
Far out. Bravo.
Yeah, really good. I'm going to end on this one. Formula-fed newborn, and this is how I've done it. Room temperature bottles.
Yeah. That's a little hack if I've ever
heard. I am sorry, but
I think I need to start that.
I think it's too fucking late. Yeah, he's like he's 1.
It doesn't matter. He's two. So chilled though. I think he'd be fine.
Really? Yeah, I did that forever. None of like Albie now even if he has like the almond chocolate milk when he does every day, he's like doesn't love it cold. Like has to get it out and let it get just like temperature. Mum said when I was little I'd only drink cold milk. Like she'd have to put it in the fridge. Wow. And it's really weird because I love cold food. Mm. Like I'd prefer cold pasta or pizza than hot.
I don't heat up like my leftovers like pasta.
And like just enough sick. For it to be loose.
I hate you know what I mean?
Moist.
Yeah.
I hate super hot food. Like that's a bit of an ick for
Nate
me.
Nate will literally make it as hot as he can and then be like,
oh yuck.
And I'm like, mate.
No,
sensory. But if you want to have sex tonight, you need to stop that.
Soup when it's hot.
No, honestly.
Like I feel like I'm triggered from Nana and Pa, like
and Nate does this with a hot coffee. Nate goes
yes.
And then the, like, just wait a few minutes and let it cool down.
Yeah. And not give me the ick.
While you're at it. Thank you.
Now, I feel like I have to touch on this because every time I put it on Instagram, people find it very amusing. Dating when you're 33.
Now. With three kids.
With three kids.
Two to a dip, one dad and one to
with
another.
With two baby daddies, okay? So... Tinder. Have you guys ever used Tinder?
No.
Well, I'm in my
That's
Tinder
kind of
era.
Annoying. Like, I'm happy, but
it's so fun. Mm, but it's not. Okay, so I'm there fully for the entertainment purposes. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Because that's what you want to tell people.
Entertainment
walks like a duck and talks like a duck.
Entertainment in more ways than one, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
I'm kidding. Look, I haven't got that much off Tinder. But the bios. The bios are just – so I just thought I'd read a few out.
And she's written an actual list on paper.
Which actually is the sweetest little thing. Like I could just squeeze out a
bit. What we're looking at right now
– is 33.
I'll remember that forever.
No. And she's actually done a smiley face after one of them. Like she's not going to read out dot, dot, bracket. Smiley face.
Someone wrote to me, how big is too big, Renee? This is what I'm dealing with on Tinder. Okay?
And what did you say to that?
No reply, obviously.
Well,
is it? All right.
I think you should have written back and said, my eBay dildo that I bought back last year is pretty big.
Yeah, so.
That's probably the
biggest. No one's going to compare, so sadly. Looking for someone to plait my rat's tail. Now, do you think any woman would see that and be like, yes, that's my type, that's my
that's
man.
But there would
husband.
Be. There would be someone.
Do you reckon?
That would just be like fetish, like fiddling it with, while they have sex.
Yeah. Pulling it.
Braiding it.
I just can't.
With their teeth.
Also, just like this, like the biggest green flag ever. Imagine reading this. Movie, make one, or just watch.
Green flag.
Obviously, I'm kidding.
I thought you were serious.
She made a joke.
Like, she made a little joke. Good for you.
Like, can you honestly think? Like, do you honestly think people would be like, oh, yeah.
Yes, but girls like that get off to it would be girls like, would both be like, sadly. Oh, he's sexy. Like Kim he's Kardashian. Confident. Yeah, yeah.
This one. Let's go to the footy.
What that, do you mean? That's that what he messaged you saying.
No, that was in his bio. Does Let's go to the footy.
Not Does unless who? You're playing on the field, mate, and you're bringing home a nice salary.
Paycheck. But, like, what does he want to do at the footy?
I think we all know the answer to that.
Imagine that as a date. I'm sorry. Let's go to the footy. Now, what's a chastity?
A what? A chastity belt?
Yeah.
One of those.
You know, she knows.
Tell us. Actually, well, fuck you, because what it is this giant belt for people who are virgins so no one can access their private area. So, no, I don't know anything about it.
Oh, well, what's this
then? Because I'm not a virgin.
Would love for someone to put me in a chastity for Locktober with a wink face.
Oh, like maybe get on an emotional level and not have sex for October.
So he wants to abstain.
He's looking for something Locktober. More.
That's actually gorgeous.
That's so
you should message him.
Yes, get him up.
I can't.
What's the wink face about though?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not sure. Anyway, I'm gonna end with this one. Netflix and chill. More about rough sex than chat.
But that doesn't even have any context. Like that actually doesn't make sense.
No. And no. Netflix and chill is like a subtle hint, and then it's straight into the rough sex.
Ugh. Sadly,
anyway,
don't
so that's
him.
What I'm dealing with at 33 with 33. And
have
kids.
You been I on mean, any dates? Has there been any
I've
success?
I've been on a few dates
because that's and what yes. we really want to know. The people want to know. I've
and been for on a few small dates. Fee, you could sign up to our channel.
Yeah, subscribe to know more. No, kidding. Yeah, been on a few dates, having a lot of fun.
Is
you know?
Is romance dead or is it alive?
Look, I'd like to think that romance is not dead.
You know, no, but
I've been through
from
a
your
lot.
Experience, we're
is
asking.
It or not? Yeah. It's a yes or yes no. Or no.
The thing is, I'm still on a very big journey with that, and I feel like it's going to take a very long time.
But so but romance today, is dead,
yeah?
Because yes or no?
No, romance isn't dead.
Wow, that's gorgeous.
Yeah, so we'll just leave it at that.
Will
you know?
We?
And I'll update you when, you
That'd
know,
be
things.
Good. Just let
ever.
Us know what's happening on dates. Like, where are people going? What are you doing on
yeah,
the dates?
Yeah, went for a walk the other day. That was gorgeous.
See, that's pushing it for me, as we were talking about, like, how strenuous is
yeah,
the walk.
Yeah, but I
and
like
how...
walks.
Oh, okay. Yes,
like Miss Fitness.
Weed.
Protein bar.
See, I loved it. The scenery, the, what's the word?
Ambiance.
You know?
Ambience, yeah.
Ambience.
Oh. Ambience. So
that was really nice.
Dinner dates.
Yeah, been on a couple of dinner dates.
And what kind of food are you ordering on the dinner date?
Nothing too
dirty.
Messy.
A walnut
Actually,
salad.
I had a burger.
No,
no. I have always told you to never order a burger on a date. I actually told them that. I was like, my cousin actually said never to do this and now I know why. Because I had the napkin and I was like,
sauce everywhere.
Shit dropping out the burger like, yeah, trying to have a conversation. Like,
stop. Wanting to eat what's dropping but don't
I'm
want
imagining
to look like
her
a
with a bit of mayonnaise here like. Preview of
what burger was it? Tell me
it
now.
It was a cheese, but like a cheeseburger.
Mustard,
like,
sauce.
Yeah, all the sauce.
Why is my mouth watering?
Pickles. Special sauce. Mm. It was a delicious. Delicious. So, yeah.
Anyway. Wow, okay. So,
yeah.
And you do have a bit of a spring in your step today, yeah, actually.
You do, now that we come to think of
and
it.
And Steph, how's your dating life on your new single journey?
Yeah, going really well.
No.
Me and Nate are just still running along.
Yeah, how many years married now?
Five. Sadly. Five, nearly
And
six.
That's when you say Godspeed.
Godspeed. Yeah. But it's very, very funny, guys, because we went to an impromptu Melbourne Cup lunch on Tuesday. Don't at us if you don't like the horse racing because we don't love it either. But
oh, you seem to love it when you were winning big on your bet.
When you were drinking champagne. Yeah.
Lou and I actually won quite big on the Melbourne Cup. I wouldn't say massive, but we won. Our horse won.
Enough to say I won.
Yeah. And it was quite a good feeling. We bet on the same horse by accident, didn't even know. Anyway, long story short, got home that night, was a little bit tiddly. The girls were in bed. Nate took himself to bed at 8 o'clock and I got chatting to one of our listeners and she was, you know, the ball was rolling and it came.
Fires was firing. The chemistry was chemistry.
And it came about to prank her husband. Because
Brick, I'm nervous.
I'm so nervous.
My hands are sweating.
He is a big fan of the pranks on Nate, and I thought, well, there's no better person than if he's a fan of me pranking others.
Yeah.
Then no one come for me and say this is me because it's just called the karmic cycle and the wagon.
And also, it was a request of the gorgeous wife.
Also, I feel like this could be a bit of a segment if you want us to prank anyone and you've got something solid.
Preferably let us partners. Know. Like, I don't want to prank anyone's mum or something.
No, that's a bit sad.
Men, however, I would do.
We will laugh at them.
Fuck them up.
But. Ren's anger's really coming out.
Yeah. The trauma.
But also the thing with this is you can't just say, like, prank this person. We need history. We need, like,
receipts, details. Like, we need to create
to make
full,
it work.
Yeah.
You know, we don't do things half-heartedly.
No, we don't.
Only last season when we dropped off for a few weeks.
Only when we but had an impromptu very long extended break.
And nearly quit.
But we're back.
We're back to give back.
So a little bit of background about this prank. They got a speeding fine for $200 and something. They forgot to pay the fine. They've got three reminders. They paid it on Monday.
Can relate.
But we are going to ring and on behalf of WA fines and police and say that we've never received the payment and now
we've escalated the issue.
You're losing your license, so Godspeed.
And going to court? Can we say that?
Yeah.
And we might need to do a few, like, I'm just going to have to pop you on hold for a minute.
Just to regain ourselves because I'm, like, literally going to shit myself. All right,
let's do this.
All right.
Let's go.
Hello.
Hi there. Is this Mitchell?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Kate. I'm just calling on behalf of WA Fines and also WA Police. Do you have a quick minute to chat?
I do.
Sure. So I'll just quickly confirm a few details with you, Mitchell. So Mitchell, is that correct?
Yep, that's it.
Birth date?
Yep, that's fine.
And address?
Yep, that's it.
And preferred name, Mitchy?
Mitch is fine.
Yeah, I'll just update that one, sorry. So we're ringing on behalf of a speeding fine that has yet to be paid. We have sent several reminders. So I'm just ringing to confirm with you what's going on because obviously further action has been taken on behalf of WA Police now. So is there any reason why the fines have just been ignored for three different...
Yeah, so we actually rang up just recently about that. We have not received any of them. They've either been lost in the mail or when the only one we got was our latest one, which I'll read out to you now, because we did pay it and my partner did ring up about it and the bloke she spoke to said he couldn't do anything about it because we wanted to dispute the extra, the $31.80, because we haven't received any. Otherwise, we would have paid it. Like we've never really not paid a fine, so it's either been lost in the post office because we don't have residential postage, so everything goes into the post office and we have to request our at the post office, and we haven't received anything until this latest one with the order to pay or elect to go to court. So otherwise, because I think the bloke said that it was back in July or something, speeding fine, and like I say, if we got it, I would have paid it, but we actually rang up to dispute it because we got a $31.80 late fee, but we didn't even receive anything. The only one we've received is the order to pay.
Okay.
$231.80.
Yeah. You do understand, of course, though, Mitchie, that people might use that as an excuse to not pay the fine, that they've never received it. So sometimes it's hard for us to, you know.
So I've just paid it with BPAY, so it might not have come through yet. But because the bloke said, he's like, oh, look, you've got to do this and I can't do anything about it, because I wanted to say, well, I'll pay the $200, but I want to dispute the $31.80. Okay. Like I say, otherwise I'd go to court and I'd try to fight it. But we honestly haven't received one thing about it. And okay. then we received this one that the post office had given us, and it's a $31.80 over kind of, yeah. So that I was just ringing up to see if we could get rid of that $31.80 and we'll happily just pay the $200.
Yeah. Would you be happy to, we can wipe the $31.80 for a 3-month license suspension instead?
Oh, yeah. That, so I did pay the BPAY account, was it yesterday or the day before? On the 7th it was.
Mm-hmm.
So that might not have come through yet.
Yes, because the order here that we've got, sorry, I'm just having a look on my own laptop. The order that we do have here is the 3-month suspension of license, which will be adjourned to court on the, what date did they have scheduled here? The Monday, the 4th of December, to lock that one in for the license suspension. Would that suit you that day?
So I'm going to lose my license for 3 months?
Yes, which we actually negotiated from 6 months down to the 3 for you out of goodwill.
So I've got here order to pay and I've paid it and it says date due 29th of November and I have paid it. The speeding fine was only 9 kilometres over the limit.
Look, I don't make the rules and only. I mean, I'm not sensing a whole lot of remorse, to be honest, about the speeding. There is a reason that we have fines and we have these processes, because it is really important that people are following the road rules and keeping everyone's safety in mind. So
yeah.
It might be only 9 kilometres to you, but it is very important that no one speeds, and that's really the message that we're trying to send here with that suspension of licence. And it might not be that bad, because my husband actually has an electric bike. He takes the kids to childcare on that. He goes down the beach on there, just one of the normal bikes with the electric motor, and he has a great time on there.
Yeah, that's I'm not disputing any of that, but it was only 2 demerits and $200 fine, and it was a speed zone of 70 and it was 77. And so why am I losing my license for 3 months when it's only a 2 demerit fine?
Well, I don't make the law. I'm just ringing on behalf of WA Police, and I do sense a little bit of aggression in your tone. Would you
I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it, because I have paid it. There's nothing on this order to pay that says or go to court. It says if I pay it, the $231.80. There's nothing on here that says I'll lose my license for 3 months, and that's I'm. I can do case files 5188492, excessive speed zone 70, 77, pay $231.80. I have no paperwork saying that I'll lose my licence for 3 months.
Well, I can send that to you today if you like. I'll get that sent out, because that was before you ignored the 3 different notices, sadly.
But we didn't. I haven't ignored it, because we haven't received it. We've only received one order to pay, and we called up the other day about it. And
Mitchie, what I will also do, I've got your email here. I'm just sending you the link now to where my husband got his bike, because I think that will really come in handy for you. As I said, the court date is the 4th of December, and you're going to love your new life on your new bike.
On my what?
On your new bike.
Oh, I'm FIFO, so I won't even be able to make court. So is there any... I go back to work on the 14th.
Could your wife attend court for you?
Yep, she could, definitely. And will that be in Margaret River?
Yes, that's correct.
Yep. And can she go in there and also dispute this? Because it's...
No, I'm sorry. It's just the way that the cookie crumbles.
Can I go into the actual police station and, talk about this? Because I don't understand why I'm losing my license for 3 months.
Yeah, and maybe on the way there, just drop past the bike shop. And maybe have a chat to your wife because she set you up for this prank on the Mum's Edit.
Fucking cunt of a thing. Your voice is actually very recognizable. And she keeps on walking around, falling with me. You fucking arsehole.
We love you, Mitchie.
Love you, Mitchie.
You're a good sport, Mitchie.
Love you, Mitchie. You are so calm.
I'm sitting here going, looking at this, going, what is this shit? Laura's literally standing there with the camera. I'm just going, I was like, what are you doing?
I would have been abusing
the
shit out of
Steph. And then you started talking about dropping past you. I was like, oh, this bitch has got a bit of fucking... a bit of attitude.
Well done, Mitch.
Thanks, Mitchie.
That was very good.
Go crack open a beer.
Bye, Mitchie.
On your bike, then.
Bye, Mitch.
Bye.
Love him.
I love him.
I want to marry him.
He was so calm. Like,
and
I would have been
respectful.
And then, like, Steph's like, am I sensing aggression? He's like, no, I just want to get to the bottom. I would have been like, aggression. You want to hear aggression.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Oh,
love
my
him.
God.
And, like, even when you're like, well, can your wife go? He's like, yep, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yes.
In fact, she can lose her license.
Wow, thanks, Mitchie.
We love you, Mitchie.
Anyway, if you want us to prank your partner.
Sadly, we can.
We absolutely will. Write in and we'll aim to do that for you.
ASAP.
Well, I reckon that's a great note to end on.
Yeah, we loved you. Guys, we missed you.
So much. I'm beaming from ear to ear.
Yeah, me too.
See you next week, sadly.
Love you. Love you guys.
Bye.